Okay, oh my gosh. Is it Sunday morning? My second sponsor is a wonderful man. Wonderful, wonderful man. And we lost him. We lost him to cancer. But he was a songwriter. And he would, oftentimes last night, I thought of him dearly. And actually, I was pretty tired. But I started hearing the entertainment here, and I could not break away. So, you know, again, the talent, the intelligence, the willingness, the service that I see in this fellowship all the time is just blows me away. But his line was, he wrote this song, and it was, "Are we there yet?" And it really was taken for little kids in the back seat on a trip. Are we there yet? But oh, what a metaphor for us. Are we there yet? Yeah, we don't have to be at the top of the mountain. We just have to be on the journey seeking the mountain. So, pretty cool. I don't know if I can live without my notes.
I was thinking we could
move
this over, I think.
Well, I was kind of joking, but sure. Yay! Thank you. Ta-da! So I went, you know, last night I was so tired and I listened to the music and I went back to the room and I thought, I could not remember. I started to say what my sponsor said, and I still couldn't remember what it was. It was like, you know what? Let go and let God. How important is it? You know, those slogans, get them in my head so that I can truly let go. And that obsession, however it is, obsessing in the head over one word you can't remember, or obsession over something that is going to be unhealthy for me today. Well, I'm going to go back to where I began and just mention about the intention. We talked about intention, or I did the first night, and shared with you how it has been a tool for me to go into situations and have my umbrella of something positive, my purpose, my intention, my way of surrendering to something that I know is going to be healthy for me. And I talked about being here and having those times that I took a moment between the words, and I hope I did for you. I hope it wasn't altogether rushed. Because that's an important part for me of recovery. Breathe. Take a moment. Be present. And I don't know, and I'll never know, what those words and that intention might have been that you formulated for you. But you can just have it there. Be present with it. Build on it if it's good. Let it go if it's not the right thing, and keep seeking. That's what this is about. And it's about surrender. The keep seeking is surrendering to what is going to be the answer for us. And in lieu of that, Sharon came up with a wonderful idea of having something that you take back with you, that represents that moment of surrender, that thought of surrender. And I'm just going to let her kind of tell you a little bit, and she has a reading, and just very, very cool stuff.